Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You know a lot about golf.
We're waiting.
Hey, it is time for us. I know you've been just chomping at the bit, waiting with rapt anticipation. It is time to unwrap your anticipation. We are here, those Weekend Golf Guys. I am John Ashton. Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher, is in the building, and he is ready and willing and able.
That's a great thing because I'm in the building, which is terrific because people have no idea which building. And there's a lot of them out there. But I'm in one of them.
He's in one of them. Start looking. I have got to take just a pause here because you used to be close enough to be smart enough to avoid the craziness that is this city, Louisville, Kentucky, for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Last Saturday night, largest fireworks display in North America kicked off a two-week party
over Louisville.
Thunder. Yeah, with a five-hour air show and a 32-minute choreographed by Disney and the Zambellis. Or is it Zamboni? No, Zamboni is the machine. Zambellis.
Ice cream,
man, it's a great thing, too. It starts a two-week party, which ends at 6:36 on the first Saturday in May when they say they're off and run the fastest 2 minutes in sports. But between Thunder for Louisville and the running of the Kentucky Derby, there's not a sober eye in the house.
So are they also celebrating the John Calipari leaving the University of Kentucky? Are they celebrating that as well?
Well, this is Louisville. We don't care.
You know, I just thought for sure that they'd have a good time taking shots, you know, at...
We have a good time taking shots at them. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. One of the things, though, that one of the elements that they have during this two-week party is a hole-in-one contest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where you go out to... one of the city golf courses and you pay money for like, I don't know, 25 balls and you hit, I think it's 138 yard shot. If you get each day, they have a competition. If you get a hole in one on any particular day, you get to come back and shoot for another hole-in-one, at which point, if you do it again, you'll win $1 million.
Okay.
So I don't think they've ever given out the $1 million.
I'm sure that they have not.
Because one hole-in-one is hard enough. Two holes in one.
Astronomical is the first one.
Right.
Of the people who did that, which there will be none, to have them come back and do it again.
Yes. Yes. Now I do want to say that prior to last Sunday's round, a friend of mine, well, two friends of mine were out there warming up for their round of golf by hitting balls to the par three contest. One of my friends didn't come close.
Oh, really?
The other of my friends got a hole in one.
Well,
I know. And the dude that got the dude that got the hole in one, man, is 72 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Last year, he played with us out at Chariot Run, which is a links course with the casino in Indiana.
Yes.
And it's a really nice course, and it's rather tough. And he was having some knee problems. He was on a crutch, and he's left-handed. I mean, this guy's got nothing going for him at all.
Okay.
We played not from the senior tees, but from the white tees. He shot his age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 71.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't it, though?
71 at 71?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, to shoot my age, I gotta hope I can live to 97.
Yeah. You
know? Uh-huh. So we'll see how that goes.
But let's hope you can still get to 97 when you're 97.
Yeah, I know. But there's a group on Facebook that I have joined.
Oh,
that's seniors playing golf. And it's just a bunch of old
because
folks.
Is okay. I'll just leave it at that.
It's because of the hair.
You just answered my question about what qualified you, and you just answered the question.
That's it. All you got to be is old, man. And that's maybe right. Own some clubs. But
okay.
There are myriad stories on this website of guys who are saying, yeah, I just took up golf recently after I retired. I've been playing for 2 years. I'm hitting it off the tee, 250, 260. And my reaction is, yeah, right.
Right. The answer to that, because you can do the keyboard warrior thing, is we believe you, buddy, but the rest of us measure in yards.
I am going to use that. I have, however, because one of the questions that pops up all the time is, what tees should we use? There are guys who play their ego. There are guys who play their age. There are guys who play their handicap. None of which are accurate markers for what tees to play.
Yeah.
And I have channeled Mr. Jeff Smith, and I have told them that my buddy Jeff, the top 100 teacher, says that you should play whatever tees will get you a drive that will wind up far enough down the fairway where you can reasonably expect to be on the green with your approach shot using a 7-iron or higher.
7, 8, 9, or pitch and wedge.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's exactly the way I talk to people about this, because you don't want golf to have to be work all the time. I got a 5-iron in my hand into this green. I got a 4-iron in my hand into that green. I got to hit my hybrid again.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, let's just talk about those. All three of those clubs were just meant to advance the ball for an awful lot of the old farts in this group that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Those are just exactly. Get it down there and maybe you can bounce it onto the green, but they're not going to be the ones you should have in your hand all the time. No, let's put those clubs in your hand on the par fours that you didn't hit a good drive. And then you wound up with one of those clubs in your hand, as opposed to you did hit a good drive and you wound up with a 6-iron, a 5-iron or a 4-iron or a hybrid or something in your hands. You're just making golf too much work.
Yeah.
So go out and hit a better drive, first off. Yeah. Right?
Well, the average drive, especially for older guys, is what, like 210, 215, somewhere around there? I mean, we're not long hitters, man.
Right. It's common for that to be the case. So if that's the case, if you're hitting at 210, then get on the forward tees, hit it at 210, and wind up with a 9-iron in your hand.
Yeah.
And enjoy golf.
Exactly. It is so much more fun to be able to get on the green without having to hit
with a
five wood
club.
Yes.
Right. Hit a high lofted club, get it out there and stick one. You know, you can't stick one when you got a hybrid in your hand.
No, no, you're lucky to hit the green. But
we'd like to see it so that you're enjoying golf. And believe me, when you're hitting long clubs into greens, it isn't even fun. You know, people will take me to the golf course and they'll go, hey, what tee you want to play? I'm like, I want to play the 6,500 yard tees to the 6,700 yard tees. Right. That's the one I want to play.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to hit a 255 to 265 yard drive. It's going to be about there. You know what I want in my hand? An 8-iron, a 9-iron, or a wedge.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And if I got more than that, I don't want it to be that every hole. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I'm 58 years old. I want to have fun in the handful of years that I got left to play this game. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be work. I've already done plenty of that in my life.
Yes. What do you play golf for, guys? You play it for recreation. You play it for fun. You got enough stress in your life. You don't need to give yourself 5.5 hours of more stress by playing from a tee that you have no business being on.
Yeah.
You know, especially guys who play by their age. You should not do that. I mean, the senior tees. I know one guy moved up to the senior tees. He's been waiting. He did it as soon as he turned 55. He said, I've been waiting all my life to get here. Well, I mean, he was still JD, my buddy I was talking about who shot his age.
Yeah.
And he hits the ball so far. I mean, he's getting 260, 270 on his drives. He can hit a 7-iron 180 yards.
Well,
you know, I mean, he doesn't need to play from the seniors or the forward teams.
That's powerful, right? But it's kind of funny. He's going on it by age, not by ability then, huh?
No, he's playing the forward team. Well, yes, he is. He's playing it because he's old enough. He can play from those tees. But, you know, I mean, he came this close to getting on the senior tour. He had to give up because he ran out of money.
Well, what's he even talking about what tee he's playing for? Acting like, well, it took me a long time to get here. Come on.
I know, exactly. I mean,
what are you talking about,
move
man?
Move your butt back where it becomes fair to the rest of us, man.
Because, what's that guy doing? Is he betting you for money or something, or is he just happy to be up there and hitting short clubs into greens?
He's just happy to be up there hitting pitching wedges from,
if that's the case, let him do what he wants.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we make fun of him. We say, you're 200. You better hit a pitching wedge or you'll be over the green, whatever. Hey, how should seniors address the game? What should we do? How can we get better? Where should we be playing from? All that good stuff. It's coming up on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang with us. We'll be right back. As men, it seems that we're more concerned with everybody else's problems than we are with our own health problems. But we've got people to take care of. We've got work to get done. We've got golf to play. We can't spend our free time waiting around in doctor's offices and long pharmacy lines. Well, you know, if you use Hims, you don't have to. Hims is changing men's health care by providing simple and convenient access to science-backed treatments for erectile dysfunction, for hair loss, for weight loss, and for more. The entire process is 100% online, so you can get a new routine of improving your overall health faster. Now, you can start your free online visit today at hims.com/golfguys. That's hims.com/golfguys for your personalized treatment options. Check it out. No insurance is needed. You pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. That is at hims.com/golfguys. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See hims.com/golfguys for details and important safety information. Subscriptions required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher down in the Bonita Bay, the Naples area, Florida. It's about to get warm down there, man.
It is beginning. Today was still a little cool for South Florida. You know, it only hit like 80 something.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to get out of here, you know, early May, first week. I got 2 weeks left of being here.
Okay.
So, you know, but you know what I see down here all the time? Here we are talking about, you know, the retired generation, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a whole bunch of that. And they're starting to bug out. They're still hanging around, you know, some, but some of them are starting to bug out already. You know, the snowbirds are starting to fly north, kind of like the geese.
Yeah.
You know, the Canadians are gone.
Yes, right. The hosters and the geese are back in Canada.
There goes, right. And then, you know, some of the New Yorkers, they're leaving too. Yeah. Some of the people from Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Well, Bethpage Black opened again. They get to go home now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, I got a buddy of mine that's up that way. Friend of the show, Mr. James Hong. He's up that way. And, yeah. You know, he goes up there when they finally open up, and he gets up there and goes and plays again.
Yeah. Yeah. They just opened last week, didn't they? At least that's what I read. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure. It was sometime relatively recently. But, you know, one of the big mistakes that old guys make, and when I say guys, I'm just talking people. Okay. It's people, and guys is interchangeable. Guys does not connote gender, as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
But what we do too often is try to impress ourselves or other people, or we have the misconception that golf is supposed to be that if you're any good at golf, you're supposed to be hitting your drives 250. If you're any good at golf, you should be able to hit a green in regulation more times than not. But when we struggle with the low-lofted clubs because we're not hitting it anywhere near far as we think we do,
yeah,
than, you know, I mean, even playing with my brother-in-law, who's, you know, over 60, he'll hit a drive that we think is a marvelous drive on a 380-yard par four, and he'll get to his ball, and he still has 185 to go. You know, it's like, yeah, that didn't go anywhere near as far as you thought it did. It looked a lot better than it was, buddy. And that happens to us all the time, man.
It does. And, you know, I know a lot of you, you know, you hit the balls in the air and you begin to back up. So it goes a little farther from what you can see, right?
Yeah.
I got a lot of people that take off their, you know, take off their glasses right after and go, man, I hit it out of sight again.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of folks that don't have to do that to hit it out of sight again, right? But, you know, the reality of all that is that as we age, we lose muscle mass. We lose strength. So it's so important for all the golfers to listen, to just keep exercising, because you're losing muscle mass. And pretty soon you're just going to be sad that you're hitting it solid, but it just isn't moving very fast and the ball's not going anywhere. And then you're going to try to go online and you're going to buy one of those stupid clubs that you could buy on the internet at 2 o'clock in the morning where they got infomercials for them out in Arizona someplace.
Yeah. From that golf course in Arizona with that mountain in the background.
Yeah. It, you know, every club on the planet gets bought at that point.
Yeah.
And all the club manufacturers prey on that, you know, to get some commercials going where they get some of the folks that are in the upper generation. They're like, yeah, I've never had the ball that far.
Yeah. Or that straight.
Yeah. Cause I got this driver. I can even hit it off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's a 5 wood.
That's right. Yeah. Look how far that thing gets up in the air. I killed it. Let's think about this. Just keep working out, folks. Keep exercising, get on your treadmills, get on your bikes, actually hit the weight room and push some things around, because you know what? If you're not continuing with that, you're just deteriorating.
Yeah.
And you got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah. Cause you know, I keep hearing stories of some of these guys who are saying, yeah, I'm retired. I play 4 or 5 days a week. Well, that's not really possible for a lot of people. I mean, in order to do that, you have to really be a member of a club in order to be able to get yourself tee times that often. And it's, you know, it ain't cheap, ladies and gentlemen. We'll say this right off the bat. If you're thinking about getting into golf, it ain't cheap. And even if you've heard stories about guys who go down to, you know, Goodwill Center and they score a great bag and a whole nice looking set of clubs. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That doesn't happen all the time either.
That's something, right? You can think about that all day long, but, most of the time that's not happening.
No.
You know, that's not the one you're not counting on that.
So other than what you mentioned with the, you know, the treadmills and the weights and the exercise and the moving and the walking, are there any golf exercises that you recommend for older people?
Oh yeah.
Specifically.
Oh boy. Okay. So there's a lot of things that are on the internet out there. All right. But if you wanted to go to find a place online that gave you some really good things for your body outside of the general well-being of how you do things, I got a couple places for you to go. Go to mytpi.com.
Okay.
It's the Titleist Performance Institute. Right. There's a lot of stuff on that website that you can access. Right. And there's a couple of good, really good, physical trainer people that are really good for golf. And one of them is Ben Shear, S-H-E-A-R, Ben Shear. He's got some stuff. Go to his website. I think it's benshear.com. But go look him up. He works with a lot of tour players. He works with a lot of golfers. He's a physical trainer. and he really understands the body, and he really understands the golf swing, and he really understands golfers as a whole. There's two places right there that you could go and click on stuff. There's a bunch of exercises. But let's just talk about a handful of things that you could do if you weren't going to go click on somebody's website.
Okay.
Okay. So let's think about the body parts that we like to keep stretched and strong. People all the time talk about it. Your back, your legs, your core. Right? Keep those stretched in every way that you can stretch. Because when those things start to get tight, you really are losing an awful lot of mobility in your golf swing, and your swing gets shorter. And if it's shorter and you're weak, this club is not moving fast.
Right.
You need to have flexibility. You need to have some strength. But if your swing gets shorter and you're not physically strong, this ball's not going anyplace, folks.
Right.
Do yourself the favor, right? Now, work on shoulder mobility so you can get your hands and arms behind your back. No problem. So think of something as easy as standing up and moving your arms behind you like you are swimming the backstroke.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making these motions where your shoulders just roll behind you. And your arm goes all the way around in a circle. And you know what? You'll probably hear a little snap, crackle, pop in there, folks.
Yeah.
Right? You'll hear some crunching. You'll hear some grinding. And you'll go, man, I'm old. But you know what? If you don't do that, at least, you're going to have a hard time in a backswing.
Yeah.
Because if your shoulders get tight, then your arms don't go up. And they don't get behind you very much. And you're not in good shape, and you're going to hit a lot of shots that you're over the top because your arms wouldn't let you get anything behind them.
Yeah. And that, that is, it sounds like a little thing. It takes maybe 3 minutes of rotating your arms like that, like you're doing the backstroke or windmilling right. it, however you want to look at it, to get right. them loose. And you'll be surprised how much better you'll be able to swing. And when you swing mo better, you get a lot better reaction from that little white ball or yellow ball or whatever color you're using out there.
There's so much truth in that, you know, but you got to avoid injury here, folks, too.
And so being in better shape is a good way to do that. So it's Ben right. Shear is one of the guys, and then mytpi.com. Check those out. Yeah. Let's talk about equipment when we come back. We're going to do that. See what is good and what is not so good for us older guys. We are those weekend golf guys, and we'll be right back. If you've been playing golf for any length of time, you understand that you have two choices with a driver. You can get one that hits the ball far, or you can get one that is forgiving. PXG now has a brand new Black Ops driver that gets you both distance and forgiveness. You get both in spades. And that's music to my ears, and I had to try it out, so I went out to a PXG location to have a fitting. The PXG Black Ops driver, it is a breakthrough in driver technology. He told me, he said, you know, our irons have always been the best, but our woods, eh. But with this one, we hit a grand slam. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness, and that's ridiculously high. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, and no sacrifices. You got to check out the new PXG Black Ops driver. You'll be as impressed with it as I was. You learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/golfguys and use the code golfguys at checkout. That's pxg.com/golfguys. Code golfguys for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/golfguys. Code golf.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Guys. And we are right back. I'm John Ashton. He is Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher Jeff Smith. JeffSmithGolfInstruction.com, where he's got a lot of these little tidbits for somebody who may be just getting back into golf. Because I found out a lot on this website, on Facebook, this group. A lot of times guys are saying, yeah, I played a lot when I was younger. Then I got busy. I got kids, job, et cetera, et cetera. But now I'm retired or I'm older. Things are easier. The kids have moved out. I'm getting back into it. Yet they're going down to the garage or to the basement and pulling out the same clubs they had 25 years ago.
They are, you know, and I see that people come and they say, okay, what's new? And I look in their bag and I say, well,
none of this.
I want to first identify this. So let's scrape a couple layers of dust off of this and let's see what we got here. But the truth is that the equipment has made leaps and bounds. And it's not every year like the marketing people would love to tell you, but it's really every about 3 or 4 years where they've got a significant difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they market
1 year to the next. But
a lot of times it's just a name change, isn't it?
You know, we'd like to think that. I'm sure that there's some sort of change.
Okay.
Other than the name and maybe a tad bit worth the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of wonder, as they talk about new equipment, and Callaway's got new every year, and TaylorMade's new every year, and Titleist new every other year, and Mizuno's new every other year, and you see what the Ping's new every other year, I think. Most of these companies are on 2-year life cycles of irons and drivers. Okay. But I think Callaway and TaylorMade are still
It's like every 3 months, cycles. I think.
Yeah, TaylorMade used to be known for that. Now I think they've calmed that down a little bit.
Yeah, they wait till you buy one and then they come out with a new one.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so that way they don't have to put anything on sale.
Right, exactly.
They know right when you went to the store and got it, and then go, yep, got it. Now that you paid full price for that one, we got the newest one.
Yeah,
and this was
so much better.
Yeah, we've got all the technology. We've never been as smart, and we've never done this before, and we have never said this is the best driver we've ever made.
That's right. We fired all those old engineers and hired some new guys, and boy, are they good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing the way that they spin so many things.
Yeah. Is it important? I know that the technology has really changed in shafts over the last decade, big time. They're stronger, they're lighter, but with a slower swing speed, isn't it smart to get into a lighter shaft, more flexible shaft?
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, you would think.
But, you know, interestingly enough, that's why you spend a fitting with everybody, because there's some people that are out there and they kind of swing slowly, but they do impart some torque and force on the shaft that might make the head tweak a little bit.
Okay.
So we got to find that out.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that I always tell people. If you don't get club fit, you wouldn't even have tested something to find out if it could produce a better result.
Yeah.
You would have just assumed that the one that you had was best. And you need to know. And yeah, it is worth the money.
You know,
it's worth the money. And
exactly. You don't buy off of the hype of the commercial on TV on a weekend, or the four color full page fold out in Golf Magazine, or any of those things, because that tells you the specs, but it doesn't tell you how those specs work with you specifically. You need to get fitted. You need to go to a fitting professional with all the right equipment to be able to see how you swing this particular head with this particular shaft.
You know, and you gotta not worry about them selling you, you know, the most expensive thing out there. What you'd have to find out is just how much better is the most expensive thing out there than either the one you have or just a different one that also works better than what you have.
Right.
You gotta have a value judgment there. Because you know, if I'm paying an upcharge for this particular shaft and it's a ridiculous $350 upcharge or something like that, that thing better be giving me 50 extra yards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think about it like, is there the bang for the buck? And there's companies out there that are making these uber light equipment for seniors. And so far, I haven't seen that bang for the buck happen with all the seniors that have them.
Okay.
I ask them, how does it truly compare? I said, could you hit your old driver and this driver the same distance? Yeah, but this one feels easier to do it with. All right.
Okay. Sure.
I hear you.
As long as you're happy.
You. Yeah. Right? That's the whole thing right there. Like, all right, if it's a performance issue, and it doesn't perform any better, but it's easier to perform that way than you felt like you had to work hard to get the other way. All right, fine. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But one of the things, so you know.
One of the things that I was told when I got my new driver, which arrives tomorrow, by the way, fitted to me, was that I was swinging it 7 miles per hour faster than my current driver.
Oh, really?
Yes. Is that hype or is that really possible?
Okay, so that's pretty serious. Because I do things in people's golf swings that make them 7 miles an hour faster with their same club. But what you're saying is someone told you that you're swinging this club faster because of this club.
Yeah.
I would really wonder about the possibility of that.
Okay.
I would instantly do a speed test, because literally 7 miles an hour will get you 15 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's worth checking.
Well, that is about what I was getting distance wise with the new one.
Yeah. That's worth checking. Yeah. Is it really moving that fast, that much faster than your other one?
Because if it is.
Case,
yeah.
Yeah. What's the, is it the weight that's the difference?
Yeah.
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 It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And they say they do the same thing with their irons too.
Hmm.
But I'm not going to pay $1,000 per iron for anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a lot of $1,000 an iron, you know, That's a soon to be stolen golf club, don't you think?
Yes. As I told the guy, no one does golf commercials like I do, period. They still won't give me any clubs. So anyhow.
No. They don't.
But getting fitted is important. You know, the stuff may have been the epitome of golf engineering excellence 25 years ago when you stuck them in the corner in the garage. But I can guarantee you that set has been surpassed multiple times by the technology that is available today. I have a buddy out on the West Coast who is using an old McGregor driver, and it had a metal shaft, steel shaft, and it was heavy as heck. And he couldn't hit it to save his life. And I finally convinced him to go buy a new driver, but get fit for it. And he could not believe the difference in weight, feel, results. You know, and that McGregor driver was about 20 years old, maybe even older than that. Does McGregor still exist?
I think they do.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I think a couple of years ago, I saw him at the PGA show.
Okay. But the difference was remarkable, totally measurable, and it blew him away.
Huh.
So he thanked me for telling him to get fit, and now he's going to go out and get fit for everything.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I don't hang out with dumb people, man. But that's what everybody should do. You should get fit from a professional. Don't go over to Billy's house and swing into his net and see what feels good.
You know, Billy doesn't have all the shafts and all the head combinations and all the interchangeable parts and the extra weights and all that stuff, or the knowledge.
Or even the variable grip sizes, which is something that's a new addition now. You know, there's enough choices to confuse the hell out of everybody. That's why you cannot rely on your own self to make these decisions.
Well, and half the people don't know what's out on the market that is truly better.
And you just have to go to somebody who knows and understands what you're doing and can see what you do now and be able to surmise what would work better for you and take the advice. We got more. We'll be right back. We are This Weekend Golf Guys.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We are Those Weekend Golf Guys, and we are talking about old guys. Okay, no, we're not. We're talking about old guys. seniors who are out there playing golf. If I've made you feel bad by calling you old, I apologize, but I'm still going to call you old. Get over it, because you are. We're the guys who, you know, we play in the senior scrambles. We play in the senior leagues. We play golf because it gets us outdoors. It gives us some sort of exercise. It's something to do. Maybe we've played continuously since we were kids. Maybe we used to play and then we picked it up again. Maybe we've just picked it up. But you have to decide how you want to play. Do you want to play? First off, we've had this discussion too. Do you want to attack it like a sport, or do you want to attack it like a game? If you attack it like a sport, you damn well better be athletic, because that's what you need to do to play sports, right?
Yeah. And you know what? You also better be the kind of person who's got enough time to work on it to make yourself more competitive with yourself, or you're just going to hate it.
Yeah.
Because you made a choice that you couldn't keep with yourself.
Yeah. You're writing checks your body can't cash.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's why most of us look at it as a game, man. It's recreation.
You know? Yeah. Because the people look at it like it's a sport and they want to go compete at it to see. I get it. I really get it. They understand who they are and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're kind of fibbing to yourself here, you got trouble. You got a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that you know what's real here. You've got to decide how you're going to spend your time and your effort with golf. If it's going to be, I've only got this amount of time for golf, and by God, I want to spend it on the golf course playing with my friends, that's great. Then stop trying to beat yourself up when you don't play well enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not willing to take some of that time and put it into making yourself a little bit better just to maintain your level of expectation of yourself, well, then you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, because playing once a week or once a month or once every other week or just playing semi-regularly is not going to make you better. Playing every day will make you better.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people that come to me and they say, I should be better than this.
Yeah.
And I let them just get over that statement, you know. And I'll say, well, what makes you say that? Well, I'm this kind of a golfer. And I'll say, okay, let's make sure we get you back to being that kind of a golfer. And now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, that's it. Cause they've painted a picture in their mind of who they are, even though they're not there.
Right. And may not have ever been there.
But in reality, that they might have been there in their mind, in their level of expectation, because they see their potential.
Yeah.
And if they see their potential, you know, that's why they start to believe that that's really who they are. And, you know, that's a pretty good thing that they've got that belief system that it's really who they are. And they're really a 10 handicap, even though they're a 20. I bet a 10. I'm a 10, like, okay, yeah, but I'm really not playing that much anymore. So I don't feel like I'm there right now, but I'm really a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So let's go work on the things that you'll make you happy. And that's hitting the boom boom a little bit better. And let's go chip and putt a little bit better. And then all of a sudden you're working your way toward the 10 a little faster.
Yeah.
Boy, they like hitting the boom boom though.
Yeah.
You know, big stick makes them happy.
And I'm not doing this. I don't say these things just to stroke Jeff. I say these things because I have become a true believer. You know, this is the guy who played golf for 20 years without ever having taken a lesson. But a lot of times in these Facebook groups, the seniors are saying, what can I do to get better? What kind of clubs can I use to get better? What kind of ball should I play to be better? And I, with my little obnoxious ideas, just go on and say, you may want to try taking a lesson or 12.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't get better till you find out how to be better. And if you don't, it's not inherent knowledge. You're not born knowing how to play golf well. You need somebody to tell you.
Yeah, I'm amazed that in the conversations that I get to have with people about it, that they think that they know stuff. But when I talk to them about it, I ask them questions that they should know that are basic to flight. And they can't get those things right. Mm-hmm. So I think that there are so many people out there that think they should be more knowledgeable. They think they are more knowledgeable and they think they got it right. I'm like, well, that's a close guess when it's really not.
Yeah.
Right. That's a close guess, but let's talk about what it really is. And here's why you could understand it. And we'll talk about flight. We'll talk about getting the club face square. We'll talk about where it goes on the middle of the face to get more distance. And they'll look at that and go, okay, how do I get to the middle of the face? I'm like, wow, funny you ask. And, you know, I'll start all the time with the simplest possible thing to make them hit it in the middle of the face, not make them swing between things. Mm-hmm. So I'll take a couple of tees and stick them in the ground, make them swing through a little gate. And they look at me and like, well, what's that? I'm like, that's the easiest thing you'll ever do for your distance. And they're like, what? I'm like, watch, just swing through there. And they get the club to go through there. And they put the ball in the middle and they hit it in the center of the face. And they watch how much further it goes. And they look at me and go, I understand what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's remarkable, the difference. It's remarkable, really, how easy it is to attain that difference also. Just by simple little things like putting two tees down and swinging between them. You know, you don't put them down like, you know, a foot apart.
No.
Anybody can do that, you know.
I tell them, hey, look, we're trying to drive a club face through here. We're not trying to drive a truck through here. So let's get it just on the outsides of the club.
Yeah.
And everybody and all the seniors love this because I gave them a thing that they can actually do to get more distance immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It starts swinging between those two tees and then they hit the center of the face and the ball goes a lot further. And they look at me like, well, that was genius. And I look at it like, that's the lowest hanging fruit possible.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that fruit is hanging so low, it's touching the ground.
Yeah.
But when I get people to hit it in the middle of the face, especially the seniors, they just beam because they hit it solid and it feels great. And they haven't done that since '06.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just don't. And they love you for it because you're giving them something that they desperately want, which is a good feel and ball control and more distance.
So listen, especially if you're getting into golf for the first time or getting back into golf after a layoff, don't just go out and buy willy-nilly stuff that's pretty. You know, like some of the guys have said, I love Callaway clubs. That's what I buy by Callaway. Oh, okay, that's good. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff out there, too, that may work better for you. Go to somebody, get fit. You know, you're not gonna go to your daughter's wedding in a tuxedo that you take down off the rack and don't get tailored.
You're right. You're not.
And you don't want to go out to the golf course without clubs that have been tailored, if you pardon the name, to you.
Right.
That's T-A-I-L-O-R.
Yes. So one last thing that I want to bring up with the seniors, grip size when it comes to equipment. We've already talked about weight, and lightweight happens to be a little better for a lot of folks, swing it easier, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Can move the club faster for the most part. Yeah, grip size. A lot of seniors have arthritis.
Yeah.
The softer grips are helpful. They've got some out there on the market that fit your hand size, a little bit softer and a little bit bigger. And you know what? You're happier. Because you can hit more balls because your hands don't hurt.
Yeah.
So all of you out there who still got those rock hard grips on your clubs that have cords in them and all that, you may want to reconsider. There's some stuff on the market now. Yes, you're right. They won't last you 8 years like the other ones you got, but neither are the rest of your clubs.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, I've played golf with guys who swear by the larger grips. Even a guy I know has gone to jumbo grips on his clubs, and he hits the ball farther because he doesn't have to hold it so hard, so tight. And his swing is much easier. His wrists are more supple, and his swing is more efficient, I guess is the best word for it, right?
Yep.
So look at what you got, what you can have, what you want to do. Take some lessons, get fit, and go out there, guys, and just play some better golf.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.